5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Make sure you like, comment, share, and subscribe below for more ghoulish tales.
Well, welcome back to the Dark Forest, everybody. Sorry it's been a few days. I've been studying my butt off for a new job position that I currently got hired for. In order for me to transfer over, I have to pass their large exam. So I've been studying pretty hard. Anyways, tonight's tales have something to do with something large and terrifyingly hairy. Sit back and relax, if you can, and enjoy these tales. I am from Georgia. I've been here most of my life. In the summer times, it can be quite hot and humid. In the winters, just as cold as almost anywhere else. Well, not Canada, but still, it gets cold here too. It's very country here. It's not all big city like Atlanta. There's some areas here where you could easily just disappear. This happened to me a couple weeks ago. I was hiking with my friend Jermaine and his dog Dickens. Don't ask me why he named his dog that. That's just his name. We always used to go on these hikes because we just loved the outdoors. Some people like big city life. We were kind of the opposite. Now mind you, yes, we worked in the city. We lived in the suburbs about 20 minutes from the city, but our hearts belonged in the woods. We loved going out on adventures and camping and all that kind of stuff. We were always into mythological stories, like the land from Alarong Kong. We were part of the Mist Village, I swear. Anyways, this happened, like I said. It's a true story. You could ask my friend if you don't believe me. We were on this hike that we go on all the time. There's different pathways, and we've been on most of the trails. But there was this one time that we chose a path we don't remember seeing from the previous times we went hiking there. The sun was starting to set, but we figured we had time for at least another good 30 minutes before we could turn around and start heading back to our truck. About 5 or 10 minutes had passed on this particular path neither one of us really remembered ever seeing before, which kind of excited us in a way. We were truly intrigued. Our dog suddenly started acting really crazy. I mean, he was just jumping everywhere on the leash. We could barely hold on to it.
What is it, boy? You smell something? Maybe smell some of that white meat.
Jermaine said sarcastically, looking over in my direction with a smirk on his face. I laughed and looked down towards Dickens. Oh boy, you don't want the white meat. It's much too dry. You want some of that juicy dark meat. That fatty meat. Don't you, boy? Don't ya? Me and my buddy Jermaine were having way too much fun with these racial slurs at each other. as we didn't realize the true nature and threat of our surroundings. That's when I heard something big moving through the brush in front of us. The sun was starting to set, but it was still light enough for me to see what I thought was a silhouette of a wolf. It was much too big to be a normal-sized wolf. This thing looked bigger than me. I'm not the biggest guy out there, I'm only 5'7". But still, it was large.
Jermaine, do you see that?
I whispered.
Yeah, I see it. I see that mother.
He stopped what he was saying. I looked forward and I saw why. The eyes. The glowing amber eyes looking dead in our direction. Couldn't have been more than 15 meters away from us, but with the sun dimming and the light slowly disappearing over the horizon, I knew that was trouble up ahead. We froze. I don't know if we were testing it or just purely terrified. Actually, I knew we were just purely terrified. We heard the howl. Then, somehow, the leash broke. Dickens was charging in the direction of the silhouette of that thing in front of us. We screamed for the dog to get back, but it wasn't listening to us. It was on pure attack mode. There was no stopping the dog.
Screw this, let's go!
Jermaine screamed at me, grabbing my shoulder and doing a 180 and jetting back in the direction from whence we came. We were both so scared, we weren't even thinking straight. I was trying to talk to him as we were running out of the woods.
Dude, what about your dog?
There was no reply. He was too busy running. I think big old Jermaine was a little more scared than even I was, and he's 6'4". Of course, you ask him today, and he'll never admit to it. As we were running and trying to figure out which turns we made originally, we heard the sounds of the beast and our dog. I'll never forget what it sounded like. Even though it sounded so far away, it still gives shivers down my spine. We ran, and we ran. It seemed like forever. Eventually, we made it back to his truck. I swear, if he would have waited any longer trying to figure out which key was the one for the truck, we would have been dead meat if that thing was actually chasing us. Luckily, by the time he got the doors open and hopped inside, we saw his dog Dickens running down the path in our direction, hopping in the bed of the truck. He turned on the ignition, put it in reverse, and we got the hell out of there. Hello. If anybody has reached this recording, that must mean that I'm dead. My name is Ben Yang, and I'm Hmong, but I lived in Minnesota for most of my life as we came here as refugees. If you found my cell phone, just turn it in to the police, and they'll take it from there, I guess. What happened to me, I can't really explain as I can't record the future, but I could tell you what happened that led to this moment of my recording. I was just taking a stroll through the woods. Really, just a shortcut from my house. The snow was heavier than usual this winter. For the past couple of days, I've been walking to and from work, as I found it easier since I don't work terribly far away. Only about a mile and a half, to be precise. I was working the closing shift at the restaurant where I work. It has the best pho in town. It's called Forever. I know, cliche, right? But for reals, it's bomb. I was doing my normal walk through the woods, going home from work. I was listening to music with my cell phone on speaker as I forgot my headset at the house. I suddenly got the feeling that I wasn't alone. I've been in the woods a million times, but I've never felt the fear of this. This was different tonight. Not only was it dark, but I swear I was being followed by something. That's when I started recording with my phone, you know, just in case. Some type of evidence, something. I didn't even have a flashlight with me, as I used my cell phone for that, but that's when it happened. The howling started. It echoed through the brush, all around me. Whatever it was close. Then I heard something. Something was running around me in circles. It was toying with me.
Hey, if somebody's out there, stop bullshitting with me, man.
I got no response. Still, no response. You know, you're truly terrified when you start screaming in your native tongue in a foreign country. That's when I jetted for my house. I mean, I dropped my bag and I raced home as fast as I could. My heartbeat was banging through my chest. I could hear the heavy footsteps running behind me in the snow. I heard a loud slam and crack. Then cold. Then blackness. Growing up in Arkansas, we have plenty of myths and legends of our own, despite anywhere else around the U.S. A lot of people joke about our state, saying there were a bunch of inbred hillbillies. The scariest part about it is that our legends are true. I've seen it with my own eyes. I've seen the beast. The beast that lurks in the woods. The one that steals children. I live in a small town on the outskirts of Little Rock. It's a very small town. Like literally 500 people small. Every spring, several children go missing each year. They disappear without a trace. The reports are always made to the local police department, and they have searches in the woods. But they never come across anything. Not even their bones. Not even their clothing. Nothing. That was until this spring. They actually found a little girl's shirt hanging from a twine inside the woods nearby the convenience store out back. It had blood all over it. DNA later confirmed it was the child's blood. But the scariest part was the three large slash marks that were induced inside the fabric. They manned a large search party into those woods, trying to find any evidence or anything whatsoever, any type of scented trail from the hounds, anything. I was part of that search party. We were out there for several hours past the night. It was cold as a dove, and I wasn't wearing the proper jacket for that type of environment. Nonetheless, I had to do my duty as a responsible neighbor. I knew the parents of that little girl, and my heart was broken for them. After a few hours had passed, the man with the hounds left the party, leaving just a few of us to continue on for the remainder of the search party. After about 6 hours total, people started to become discouraged and slowly disappearing back to their own homes. I too felt the weight on my shoulders. I felt very discouraged, cold, and hungry, and I was very tired. I knew something like this could easily be picked back up in the morning. I'm sure they have a new search party ready to start at daybreak. So I stopped in my tracks, took a deep breath, and I turned around and slowly started walking back in the direction of the parking lot. As I started walking back in the path from which I'd made earlier, I came across something that wasn't there originally. It was a doll. But it wasn't just any doll. It was Mary Grace's doll. The girl that was missing. I started shaking in my boots. That wasn't there when I walked through here 10 minutes ago, I said to myself. I started to become extremely paranoid, looking in all directions with my flashlight, alone, in the misty woods. I leaned over and picked up the bloody doll. Yep, it was hers, all right. The only thing that was on my mind was, what had dropped or tossed that doll in my direction? I happened to glance over to my left, and that's when I saw it. It was this tall, black, hairy, canine-looking man. It had a snout of a dog, a very large dog. Its eyes were glowing like the reflection of the moonlight. You could see the dried-up blood from the corners of its jaw. It smiled at me. It was a dark and stormy night. It was raining heavy for several hours into the night. The wind was at least 30 miles per hour. You could hear it whistling. You could see all the brush and the trees bending in the same direction from the heavy wind from the storm. The storm drain sounded like a waterfall as you sat outside of your front porch smoking on your cigarette. The rain beating down on your roof of your front porch like someone was dropping hundreds of marbles per minute. Your hot cup of tea became cold suddenly after you held it in your hand for far too long as you admired the beauty of the storm that night. You set the mug down on the little wooden table next to your chair. You feel a tickle in your nostrils and put your hands up to your face as you suddenly sneeze.
Achoo!
When you release your hands, that's when you see this dark figure, this large, hunched-over apparition, silhouette. It's too hard to tell, right near the wood line past the brush. You swear it wasn't there before you sneezed. But there it was, just standing there on its back two legs, watching you from the distance. It was as still as a board. It didn't make a move. It didn't make a sound. It was as if it wasn't real. Maybe it's not. Maybe it's just a figment of my imagination. Maybe it's just a shadow of something out there by the woods. Or maybe, maybe it's something far worse.
What was that? I swear, it sounded like some kind of lion, but I can't be sure. I continued the walk through the woods, lost. And it's not the first time. But surely, I'm hoping it's not the last. I don't want to get into too much details to why I was out there in the woods at night, other than the fact that I have a bully problem. I was 14 years old, and this bully named Gary was chasing me. He always chased me. It drove me nuts. I had to purposely walk to the second bus stop to avoid him, and I would leave earlier just to make sure that I wouldn't even run into him in the mornings. The problem is that I always had to pass his house when I was going home from work. I was a grocery bagger, and all my hours were on the evenings because I was a high school student. Gary's huge. I'm not a tall guy. And I think he knows that, and that's why he picks on me. Because I never fight back. There's really no point. I'm small. What am I gonna do? Anyways, this time, he chased me too far. We live in the swamps in Florida. At least that's what I call it. I'm not originally from here, but this place is loaded with little woods and forest areas. I hate it. It's been over an hour now, and my cell phone battery is about to die. I've been using the flashlight on it, trying to find my way back out of the woods, at the same time avoiding him wherever he is. I just know he's waiting for me somewhere. I keep hearing things around me, from heavy footsteps to heavy breathing. I hear branches being snapped in half from different locations all around me. It's surrounding me. I'm truly freaked out. I know I'm close. I gotta be close. These woods aren't that big. I've been in here before, but never at night. Crap, what was that? Freaking coyotes in here now? I started to pick up my pace. Something ran to my left. I shined my cell phone light in that direction, but there was nothing there. But there was movement from the brush. Dangling leaves from something that had passed by right before I shined my light in that direction. I swear, if it's Gary, this is gonna be his best act yet. But if it's not him, that's even more terrifying.
Wayne!
What the hell was that? Something just called my name. But it didn't sound right. That's when I booked it. I started running in the direction that I was walking in. I knew I was on the right track, I just didn't know how deep or how far I still had to go. I ran. I kept running until I finally saw light. It didn't even matter if I was in a different neighborhood as long as I got out of those woods. Out of shape and breathing heavy, I leaned over the light post. I turned around and glanced at the brush line. That's when I saw it. This wolf-like man sticking its head out from the tree. Its large claws gripped the side of the bark as it leaned outwards into the light, smiling at me. Smiling with those amber eyes that reflected from the streetlight I was holding on to. Well, I hope that you guys enjoyed those 5 creepy dogman sighting stories. They truly are horrific. You just never know what's lurking in the dark until it comes upon you.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.